Zestaw pierwszy, zadanie szóste.
Today I'm talking to David Lawrence, a chef whose program is watched by millions of viewers every week. Could you first tell us when you became interested in cooking?
Having a mom who was always experimenting in the kitchen means interest in cooking is just something that feels natural to me. She's fearless when it comes to trying new things, and I think that rubbed off on me. Her best attempts didn't always turn out right, but you learn to improvise this way. And if something went really wrong, which happened like two or three times, as well as I remember, we just kept the pizza delivery number close by. My mom cooked every night, and we sat down together to have the meal. I didn't appreciate that as a kid. I preferred to go out with friends or play a game. But now I love the fact that we had that time together as a family. When I was growing up, Mom encouraged me to make my own food, get in the kitchen, and experiment with what we had in the fridge. But at the time, neither of us had any idea that she was actually giving me the foundation for my future vocation.
Why did you decide to pursue a culinary career?
I never even entertained the idea of cooking for a living until my mid-20s. If you'd told me 10 years ago when I first moved to L.A. that I would eventually end up as a chef and cookbook author, I'd have told you that you were crazy. I moved to Los Angeles at 23 because my mom suggested I might continue my studies there. But honestly, the main reason was that I dreamt of becoming a film star. And like all starving artists, I needed a real job to pay the rent. I'm too clumsy to be a waiter, but I really enjoyed cooking, so I found a catering company that was willing to hire me with no professional kitchen experience. They basically handed me a knife and an apron and told me to keep up or get out. And that's how it all started.
And now a more practical question. I'm sure you have hundreds of recipes at home. How do you organize them? On a computer? Recipe cards? Or do you have a filing system?
I wish I was that organized. Many of my recipes are just floating around in my head, and the rest are scrawled on scraps of paper and scattered about the house. Occasionally, I save them on my computer. I also have a whiteboard on the side of my fridge that has lots of recipes on it. I live in constant fear that a recipe will be erased before I transcribe it or forget what it all means. The transcribing is still on my to-do list.
Do you have any amusing kitchen incidents to share with us?
I screen-tested for a cooking show that required me to make an appetizer from start to finish in no more than 10 minutes without using any heat. It happened to be the middle of summer, one of the hottest days of the year. I was sweating awfully and was a nervous wreck. As the cameras started to roll, I began to slice the mango, all the while trying to talk to the camera, be engaging, and keep the segment moving along. Without realizing it, I cut my finger and started bleeding all over the cutting board. The director yelled, "Cut!" My assistant fainted at the sight of the blood, and of course, I didn't get the job. But the recipe I created, brie and mango wraps with lime sauce, is the one good thing that came from that experience. It's been one of my customers' favorites for years. And many celebrities appearing in the program also asked for the recipe. So it's a big hit of mine.
I'm starting to feel hungry. David, thank you for talking to us.